You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Good morning and welcome back to another episode. So I want to talk today about playfulness. Now I always talk about playfulness. It's one of my most talked about topics. But what I want to talk about is some of the concerns that I hear from parents around using playfulness. So playfulness is really the best way to gain cooperation when your child doesn't have the impulse control to follow instructions or see the larger viewpoint. So often what's happening with young children is that parents are trying to use adult-based strategies, logic, reason, and a little child's brain just isn't developed in that way. So that's one of the reasons why playfulness is just kind of crucial when it comes to gaining cooperation. And one of the reasons why I talk about it all the time. But it actually goes so much deeper than that. I heard a beautiful woman by the name of Blue who said the other day this incredible quote that I want to read to you. She said, "How can I renegotiate my definition of success by how many times did I laugh today?" And it really struck me because I thought, imagine if we did that as parents. Imagine if instead of thinking about all the things we have to teach and offer and impart on our children, imagine if we looked at laughter as our success barometer. And so I've been pondering this question that I get all the time about the fear of playfulness in parenting. You know, what if my kids always need me to play? What if they never take anything seriously? What if I'm always doing playful parenting games, like all the what ifs? And it's such a reflection of the deeper cultural fear around play. We live in a society where play just genuinely isn't valued. It's not nearly as important as getting things done. And the message that we get is you only get to play when all your other jobs are done. And so when I tune into the fact that my kids are growing up in a society that minimizes the need for play, I start to realize that actually I have to intentionally create a culture of play in my home. Otherwise, they will lose it. Like the majority of grown-ups, they'll lose that little spark inside of them to just make the everyday mundane things fun. And so while a key part of playfulness is because logic and reason doesn't work with young kids, also a key part of the reason why I use playfulness with my kids is to simply make the everyday mundane ordinary moments filled with joy and play. But I think because of society's messaging, we unconsciously pair play with an inability to take anything seriously. And we fear that our children will never grow out of it. And I'm actually starting to realize I don't want my children to grow out of it. Because we have this deep cultural conditioning around minimizing play, and we're kind of falling into that as parents. And I'm really questioning that. Because I want my children to remember this. I want them to remember a home filled of playfulness. I want them to remember that, you know, instead of putting their pajamas on because they were told they must, that the floor like suddenly turns into lava and we're all going to melt if we don't race to the bedroom. Like, that's fun. That makes putting on your pajamas fun. It makes the ordinary everyday part of life fun. So yes, it's a good tool to use with children because they do not possibly understand the need for bedtime and then not being tired the next day and all of that complex type of thinking is not necessarily going to work with them. But also, it's just fun. And fun is really important. And so I've been thinking since I heard Blue's quote, and I wonder, like, what would it be like if we took Blue's advice? What would it be like if we scattered moments of play throughout our day and genuinely laughed with our kids, and that was our marker of success? So one of the examples I've heard Blue share when I heard her say that quote, which just made me laugh so much, is that when she makes her bed, so she's, you know, a fully grown woman, and when she makes her bed, she creates this idea in her head that she's competing on a reality TV show. I think she says, like, against a Swedish woman. And she has to race against the clock, and there's going to be judges, and she has to make it the fastest but also the neatest. And that's just her play to get her bed made. And isn't that just like the meaning of everything? It's life, but it's life filled with joy and play. And can you imagine being a kid in that home? Like feeling the genuine presence and regulation from your parents because they're able to access that state of play when they're simply just making their bed. And so many people tell me, they say like, oh, but I'm not creative enough, or it's too hard, or it takes too much energy. But really, I really want to challenge that because, you know, you can copy three games of somebody else's. Like take Blue's bed making game and take my lava game and choose one other. And then that's it. You've got three incredible moments of play every single day. And so we don't have to create the ideas. Like we can just take inspiration from other people. But I just really invite you to think about what would it mean to children to live in a home where the everyday mundane jobs were filled with play. Like it's the same whenever I want my children to clean, it always is with music. Because I want cleaning to be fun. I want it to be done with joy and laughter. It doesn't have to be another thing to get through. It doesn't have to be another thing on the to-do list. Like it can actually be something that we enjoy doing. And I find that for me personally, if I put music on, that's a way that I enjoy it. And I want that message to get to my kids. That the everyday little mundane moments can be joyful if we infuse play into them. So when people ask me, am I worried that, you know, will my kids ever follow my instructions without playfulness? And which they do. Of course, they don't use playfulness in every single moment. But I'm genuinely not worried about that. I'm not worried about my kids struggling to be serious enough. I am worried about how their culture does minimize the need to play. And I am worried about society's impact on my kids' ability and desire to play. And I truly hope that in the hardest, most challenging moments of my kids' lives, that they still will be able to access a state of play. It shouldn't just be something just for kids. It's something that we all need to hold on to. I actually wholeheartedly believe that it's the medicine we all need. Laughter and presence and joy. And so even beyond my children's impulse control challenges and their ability to hold more in their prefrontal cortex and think with reason and logic, I'm still going to hold on to creating a home that cherishes play. Really in the hope that that little spark inside of them will stay alive, even throughout the seriousness of the real world. And so I really invite you to think today about how play is so much more than just gaining cooperation. And even though it's a very developmentally appropriate way of communicating and being with our kids, it's also just magic. And it's something that we can infuse throughout our days in many different ways to just bring more joy to the ordinary. So I hope that lands with you. I hope that helps you see that there's so much more to playful parenting than just gaining cooperation, and that it's bigger than that. Okay, that's it for me this week. As always, I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear if you agree, if it lands or not. I'm always over at Instagram at Raising Humans Kind. Otherwise, I'll be back with another episode soon. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at Raising Humanskind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.